Blog Talk Radio.
December 30th, 2021, last show of the year, 2021. It's bad when you're accounting because everything is like in the middle of different years. So sometimes everything is 2022 just because for accounting reasons I'm working in 2022. Welcome to the Off-Ramp, the show for the people, by the people, and by the people's show. Me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. Let us know what's going on around your way. I'll let you know what's going on around our way. We get together, discuss a bunch of different topics, you know, whether it be politics, love, sports, relationships, whatever we can think of. Just have an honest conversation. You know, no real names. We keep identity safe. I don't want anybody to get fired. And we just have, you know, a good talk, good, honest talk. Try not to let the film get too involved. Not sure how many people's going to be on us tonight. You know, it's 2 days before New Year's. People got to get ready for their party. I don't know why people party. Omicron's out here.
You mean not party, COVID spreader event.
Yep, we'll be attending one. Shout out to my man Beezus. And his wife will be there in attendance. We'll be masked up. I mean, it's a party. It's a New Year's Eve party. He's advertising it. There's flyers all over the place.
Well, we're not supposed to be going.
I mean, we're going to mask up. We ain't staying for long, though, depending on how packed it get. That joint lit in there, we out. So only time you can hope, and because they're such great people, because they have such a great business, you hope that they get sell as many tickets as possible so, you know, they get as much revenue as possible. But selfishly, as friends and as you know, business supporters are there. I hope, like, not a whole bunch of people buy tickets so we can stay in there and party and jam and have a good time and not be having to worry about being around a bunch of people. Bit of conflict of interest. You know, not the best thing to hope for, but, you know, I hope their event is a success. People are getting ready for New Year's. Just past Christmas. Christmas has ended. This is our Bah Humbug Show 2021. Where I can tell y'all why I hate Christmas and the holiday season. But we'll get all that in a minute. If you want to call in, always feel free. 929-477-3975. Hop on the socials. I got to start logging in with our show socials. Gotta get that together pretty quickly.
Maybe we'll stop lying about this in 2022.
DJ Siren is attacking me today. She's been very aggressive all day. We haven't been getting along today. It's okay. We'll get through it. Each day is 24 hours. That's what marriage is about. We ain't gonna get along all the time. That's all right. I'm gonna fire up some more. She'll get mad at me, but you know, when you get married, if you want to leave, there's paperwork involved. So she'll be mad at me for a day or two. It's all right. So if you want to call in 929-473-975, DJ Sire, welcome to the Off-Ramp. How you doing tonight?
Good evening. How's everybody doing?
Got my man Blur on the line. Blur, Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Festivus. L'chaim. Welcome.
L'chaim, man. L'chaim. I don't know why you had a K. But, yeah, get all of them in there, man. Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa. That's what I do. Merry Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa. Just get everything all in there once.
Yeah, did you forget Chanukah?
No,
he said Merry Happy Kwanzaa.
No.
What'd you say, Blur?
Kohanukkah.
Oh, what'd
he say?
What'd you say, Blur? You got us on mute that quick?
Chrisma Hana Quantica. Merry Chrisma Hana Quantica.
Chrisma Hana Quantica. That's somebody, that's somebody name somewhere. Somebody named their daughter that by accident. And you know that he's black. You know it was a black person named daughter. So.
You think it sounds good.
No, I'm just telling you how black people are, man. Look, we make fun of white people here, too. We get some self-deprecation. You know, we know how people be when it comes to names. We try to be too creative.
I got a cousin who names her daughter. It's got like seven letters, no vowels. So, I mean, I don't know what she was going for, but, yeah.
Seven letters, no vowels. Can you tell us the name?
I don't know the name. I can't even point. I remember when she first named her daughter. That was like the thing everybody kept pointing out. And I be looking on Facebook. She never actually say, she didn't say my baby or something on Facebook. She never actually say her daughter name or write it out.
Oh.
Seven letters, no vowels. Oh, how do you even pronounce it?
Merry Happy Quantica Kwanzaa. It's real easy. But, you know, we got my man New York. Oh, my man New York on the line. New York, what's happening, man? Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Festivus, like I am.
All that. Feliz Navidad and all that, you know what I mean? Everything good. How about you?
Hey, man, no issues over here, man. I have my usual gripes about the holiday, which we can get into and why I hate the holiday season. But, you know, we can get into that. You know, same old, but everybody have a good holiday. We're going to get right into it. By humbug, we can start with the holiday. Blur, how was your holiday? You got any complaints? Everything good?
I mean, I don't really like the wintertime. I'm not really a big Christmas person, per se, anymore either. I mean, I guess Christmas is for the kids, so as an adult, it's not really... I mean, I'm not really big on it, so, I mean, it's just another day to me, for real, for real. I mean, I like seeing, put a smile on people's faces, so I like seeing my son, he's happy with his gift or whatever, but, yeah, I mean, it's cool, no complaints.
Okay. New York, what about you? How you feel about Christmas?
I'm only mad that I ain't get no chocolate chip cookies. Other than that, y'all, me, everything is good. Can't complain. I think I'm at that age right now. Yeah, I mean, Christmas for the kids now. It ain't for the adults.
You ain't getting no chocolate chip cookies, yo?
Nah, no chocolate chip cookies, no Pillsbury, no boys, no nothing.
Yo, where Queen at? Yo, why she drop the ball on that?
Nah, I think she at home. She's supposed to be joining. I don't know where she at right now, though. Because I'm on the other side of town, but yeah. We gonna get out after this.
Yeah, we gotta hold these women to the fire, man. Because let's be honest, these holidays suck for men. But we can get all into that. Let me make sure DJ C-Siren good. We gotta get the woman's point of view. DJ C-Siren, how was your holiday?
Smoking, nothing crazy. I like it.
Good.
Time off from work.
Some allergy meds. Yeah, time off from work's always good. That's the best thing about the holidays. You know, my holiday was cool. I mean, look, I complain about the holidays just because I don't like the whole rigmarole of it. I don't know if we're still even supposed to be using that word, but you know, like the stores is packed. I hate shopping. The dudes never get really good gifts. You know what I mean? We're lying to the kids. You know, it's like the one day a year where you're just, like, lying to all these kids in the world who ain't got, like, religious differences. You know, you're up late, you're drunk. Like, me and my neighbor's trying to, I got 8 points on my line right now. I'm going to get you in a minute. Like, up late, trying to put stuff together, drunk, getting yelled at by the wives because we're up late. And it's just like, you don't want us to do nothing. All you doing is going to sleep anyway. You're mad because we're drunk, but we got to do stuff. It's an all-day thing. You got to cook. You got to clean. People coming over if, you know, you did that. Holidays are just they're just too bothersome for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's just start ordering Boston Market and call it a day, man. Like, buy your kids stuff throughout the year, man. Saving it for one day. Like, kids are just opening gifts. And just because there's so many gifts around, like, they open up one, and they're like, oh, man, I got brand new headphones. Fuck it. Here's a bigger box. And they just, like, throw the headphones across the room. And you're like, yo, you spend good money on that stuff. But because there's just a bigger box, and the bigger box can be filled with clothes, they don't give a shit. They just see a bigger box. They don't even care. They're just tearing stuff open. And so you give them so much at once, they don't even appreciate each thing you got. And it's just, I don't know, man. It's rough, man. I complain about Christmas and the holidays. But, you know, what can you do? Buy a humbug. I do it every year. I hate wrapping gifts. Wrapping gifts is the worst thing ever. You know, what can you do? 8 Point, man, how was your holiday? Welcome to the offline. Uh-oh, you got the robot voice, 8 Point. You ain't coming in clear. You all right?
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. You good now?
All right. Man, my holiday was good, man. But I had fun. I had fun putting hanging out with you Christmas Eve night, putting things together. That was a blast.
Yeah, getting yelled at.
Hey, it was okay. It was all good.
It's terrible.
I was just surprised I put it together in one piece, as drunk as I was.
Yeah. 8 Point looked out for me Christmas Eve. So, yeah, well, it's glad to hear everybody had a good holiday. Y'all got any New Year's Eve plans? Blair, you got anything going on?
Hell nah, man. I'm staying home and enjoying myself, man. I might DoorDash me some red meat or something, and that's it.
Can't go wrong with the red meat, Pauls. New York, what about you?
Same thing, y'all mean. These numbers is jacking up crazy, y'all mean. I'm going to be in the crib, y'all mean. Get some good drink, you know what I mean? Probably smoke hookah like I'm a Dominican, you know what I mean? Other than that, smooth selling.
Okay. 8 Point just dropped off. He'll probably got yelled at. I'll probably join us back later. But yeah, man, I mean, yeah, Nia, these are Omicron numbers. Like, we was having a discussion about how Japan has, like, they came out with an article probably about, oh, there you go, 8 Point. The man said 8 Point, how his New Year's plans. 8 Point, you got any plans for New Year's, man? Or are you laying low?
I think we're doing the same thing, right?
Yeah, we got to stop in and stop out. We got one more stop to hit. But, you know, I didn't want nobody else knows. I'm just, if you want to just tell the public, I know me and you.
That's why I'm saying we're just doing the same thing. Nobody knows what we're doing.
But yeah, man, these Omicron numbers are crazy. I was talking to DJ C. Siren a couple of weeks ago. I sent out an article about how Japan's COVID numbers are like zero, or they're just really low. They're only getting like 50 cases a week. But, you know, just within the last 3 days, there's another article that came out that just said how Omicron is spreading through Japan. And it's hitting our numbers. Numbers are going right back up. You know, kids are getting pulled out of school before even school starts back up. So, got to be safe on New Year's. Mask up, man. I hope y'all be safe. Have y'all had the battle COVID? If you want to share, because I've got a bunch of friends. It's funny. So I was telling DJ C. Sign because I'm getting tired of it. And I was like, usually when I get tired of my wife, I realize I gotta go up to Baltimore and go hang out with my boys. So I was like, man, yeah, I really want to go. Let me go holler at the homies for a couple of days, you know, just holler at them, you know, get some dude time in, right? But, like, all of them got COVID. Like, all of them are catching it. And it's just like, you know what I mean, and prayers to them and the family. I hope, you know, I've talked to them, so I know they're all doing all right. But it's crazy how it's just running through cities and just going through people. Everybody's catching it. The NFL, the NBA, DJ C. Sons got all the paperwork in the background. So sorry about Victor Morris. But it's getting crazy.
Here's what I don't understand about those numbers.
this is what I don't understand. Okay, so you've got 8 million people in Virginia. You've got 5.7, almost 5.8 million that are fully vaccinated. It's like almost 7 million that have gotten one shot. 1.09 million have gotten COVID. So look at those numbers. You're almost up to 7 million between having gotten COVID and being fully vaccinated. How in the fuck are those numbers that high right now?
What you mean?
Look, in the very beginning, we were talking about herd immunity, right? Which we all know is never going to happen. It was a stupid even farce to even begin with, because they were saying that 70 to 75% of the people that have, you know, either gotten a vaccine or gotten, you know, COVID, you would eventually hit herd immunity where the virus could not spread. The numbers I just told you, how in the fuck are those numbers that high right now? That does not make any sense to me. From an engineer's perspective, makes no sense.
Why? What do you mean by that? I mean, like, why doesn't it make sense to you? You think they're fake numbers?
Okay.
You think people just...
No, I'm not saying anything fake. I'm looking at just the data that's been given to us from the CDC. How many people have gotten one shot? How many people have gotten two shots? How many people have gotten COVID? You're almost at 7 million. And I'm talking Virginia only, so I'm just gonna look at the locality here. But on an average, you have to look at the entire United States. But I'm looking at Virginia. Almost 7 million people have either gotten COVID or have gotten either two shots, and the numbers are higher than they've been before we even had a vaccine. More than a year ago, 18 months ago. How is that possible? There are more people getting COVID that are fully vaccinated than the CDC is actually reporting, period. That's my opinion on that, because, I mean, the numbers don't lie. When they're sitting there telling Get vaccinated because, you know, 95% of the people that are in the hospital right now are unvaccinated. Bullshit. Look at the fucking numbers. You're full of shit.
Well, then I guess my question is, why do you believe the CDC numbers on how many people have gotten vaccinated versus their numbers on get vaccinated, because the people who are dying are the unvaccinated? Like, why do you think one number is real or one number is not?
No, I don't think one number is real and one number is not. What I'm saying is the numbers don't lie, okay? If you've been vaccinated, you've got a card, boom, you're in the system, that's the number. What I'm telling you is, right, you know, 18 months ago when we did not have a vaccine and we had 7,000 cases a day, people were fucking freaking out, right? Now we've got more than that, more than we've ever had. When they were talking about herd immunity, when they were talking about 18 months ago, they were talking about if 70% of the population has either the antibodies from getting COVID or a vaccine, we would reach herd immunity. Well, guess what? Right now, we should be at herd immunity. Why are we having more cases than we had 18 months ago without three vaccines?
Now, could that be because, you know, 18 months ago, you know, these tests were brand new and maybe not as accurate. Now more people are feeling more comfortable going to the hospital. Like, has the efficiency of getting tested for COVID gone up within the last 18 months, which show that there are more cases versus 18 months ago when this was all brand new and everyone was scrambling?
Yeah, I think it's actually a lot more simple because you're right. I mean, like, it could be. I mean, you're right. I mean, now we have the technology to test and see these cases, where before we could have had the exact amount of cases or more, but we did not have the capability or the science to actually test for it. Yes, I agree with that. But now that we do, when we were talking about herd immunity 18 months ago, why do we still have the numbers going up that we have now? You see what I'm saying? Numbers don't lie. There are only so many people in Virginia. There's only so many people in this country. There's only so many people in this world.
Well, I think the problem with that is that, well, one with the herd immunity thing is I hear that a lot from the, like, a lot of podcasts I listen to, and, you know, that's usually New Yorkers. New Yorkers have a higher concentration of vaccinated people because of the mandates, but that's New Yorkers, and the people in New York are not always just New Yorkers. And that may be the same situation in Virginia. Like, you may have a high concentration of people being vaccinated in Virginia, but neighboring states and people traveling in and out, and even Virginians going in and out of the state. I mean, they still,
of course,
even though you may have herd immunity if you stick in Virginia, if you wall it up, but that's not what's happening. People are traveling.
Of course.
That, which
that's,
is, I think, the reason why
course.
We have
that's,
and I think that's the reason why we have a higher number, not only in Virginia, but everywhere now, because 18 months ago, cats was home. Everybody was home for the most part. People was trying to take it serious or had no choice but to take it somewhat serious. Like, you couldn't go out in certain places. My cousin was saying, like, he had to have, like, approval to go to work. Like, so you was really locked down and home. Now people are either like, look, I'm vaccinated, so even if I got it, I'm not going to die. Or, hey, I've got it and I survived it, so I'll survive it again. Or they don't believe it, so people are out. And I think that's what the case is now. People are getting it. Less people are dying. So you're going to have a lot more cases of positive tests because people are just living with it and dealing with it, taking their two weeks off or 5 days off from work. And
right. And that's true.
Care.
And that's true. And I think that's the way it should be. So if they start closing schools again, which I've already heard that it's happening, that's absolute fucking bullshit. We've got enough tools in our arsenal to keep schools open, keep life moving. You know, we can't fucking shut down. You know, technology is a blessing and a curse because, you know, back in, 1918, we didn't have the technology to sit there and track every variant that we do now. We all know that viruses mutate and there are variants, right? So every time there's a mutation of it and we detect it, oh, my God, here it is, right on the fucking Today Show, fucking freaking people the fuck out. Oh, let's close schools. It's fucking bullshit, man. Look, I'm vaccinated. My whole family's vaccinated. I'm boosted. If you're not vaccinated, fuck you. I'm fine. I may get sick, but I'm not going to die. Let's move on.
Now, that's a lot to unpack. New York, you want to jump in? You've been quiet.
Hey, like, nah, I'm listening. I'm listening because I need some insight on this too because it's mad contradictions going around everywhere between the CDC and everything. You know what I mean? I just don't know what the fuck anymore, bro. I don't know.
I know.
I mean, DJ C-Sign, you want to hop in as the medical expert on the show?
Because
you got to also explain how people come in uninformed, trying to get, you know, vaccine antibody shots because they think they have COVID, and that test really isn't for that, and they still don't even have a mask on. Hence why we have so many cases because people are idiots. But go ahead, DJ. Sorry.
Well, just about the herd immunity, I did not study it. We did not talk about it in school. I'm not 100% on everything. But I also think there's different factors that play into this percentage of people who are infected / vaccinated. And because of the fact that, and I think it is being affected by the fact that there are people that can be reinfected. You can have COVID multiple times. And so herd immunity is based off the fact that if you do get, infected, that you will have protection. Well, that might be true, but I don't think there's the numbers to know how many months you're going to be protected. So after 3 months, if you haven't been vaccinated, you might have caught COVID, but you can still be reinfected. And I think that has kind of skewed this, 80% or whatever percent in terms of immunity because people are not immune. Because it's not working because of mutations and or, level of protection your immune system is getting from just catching COVID. And so I think that might be a reason why we're seeing numbers because these aren't new. I know a few people that's gotten COVID more than once. So they're still getting infected. And because we have,
right.
like you said, another variant that is much more contagious, then we're seeing reinfection rates. You know, these new numbers are for people that have probably already been infected previously. They might have had it last year. Now they have it again. And now it may be reaching more people. And because, like you said, we're also in an environment where we are not isolating. We are not wearing masks. We are not, you know, staying away from, you know, get-togethers. And, you know, people
right.
are, quote-unquote, tired of it. So, you know,
How many viruses have been eradicated? How many pandemics? How many viruses have been eradicated that you know of?
Two.
One. There's only been one, and it was smallpox. Smallpox, the vaccine for smallpox was what they called a sterilizing vaccine, where it did not enter your body. So all these other viruses, influenza, smallpox, all these other viruses are still around. Polio is still around, okay? It is still around. We are going to live with this for the rest of our lives. I'm tired of fucking living in fear of this. I'm vaccinated.
What is the black plague?
Did
we get rid of the plague?
No. Smallpox is the only one. I am not going to sit there and like be scared for the rest of my God blessed life. I'm 50 years old. I don't have much more to go here. I'm not going to be scared for the rest of my life over a fucking virus. I will be vaccinated. I'll be boosted, just like I did with the flu, just like I do. Oh, my God, I got probably 15, you know, vaccines in my system from – probably more than that – from birth. Live with it. We get the flu. We get the cold. We get it. Okay, there's enough tools in the arsenal right now that we can live with it. I'm tired of living in fucking fear of it. It's fucking frustrating.
But I'm
12
point.
8 points.
How big of a deer is it?
Hey, I'll take 12 points. That's bigger. Whoa, you can't be asking no man how big his deer is.
Oh, come on. Stop it. Just because your mind's in the gutter.
Wait, Boogie, I'm going to get to you in a second.
I hate to make this racial, but, you know, like, that's about privilege because black people are dying three times or more than our white counterparts from vaccinated people that are getting COVID. We're dying. So it's not, oh, yeah, I can catch it, I'm going to be okay, because there's more of a chance that I won't. And that is, there's a lot of factors that play into that, but it's like I can't be peace of mind with all these infection rates because right now
I would agree with you. I would agree with you. I would agree with you 8 months ago.
Hold on. 8 point. You got to let her finish.
My survival or the survival of my mother, father, sister, brother is not looking as stellar as some other people. So. It is scarier. And, yes, I am still going to live in fear. And, yes, I am going to still try and keep avoiding it because I still don't know. I can say that I feel like my health is top-notch, but I do not know, and I don't want to try it because I'm not comfortable in saying that, yeah, if I catch it, I'll be fine, because there's many people who thought that same thing, and they're not with us today. And a lot of them were black.
All right, before you jump in, A-Point, let me get my man Swain Boogie. Swain Boogie, look, it's funny how my friends are. I got my buddy, he's listening. Shout out to my man Swigger. He texts me. I'm like, yo, what do you want your nickname to be? Because, again, we don't put any real names out here, so I don't want nobody to get in trouble. He texts me back. He says, call me Daddy Swigger. And I was like, I'm not calling you. Like, we're in the middle of a good conversation on vaccines. And he texted
now I'm
me,
a grown man
daddy.
That's a daddy, man.
I was like, I'm not calling you daddy. So tonight we're going to call you Swain Boogie. Swain Boogie, you texted me that the vax is whack. What you got on the vaccine and new Omicron?
Nah, like... I'm not being disrespectful to nobody. I mean, for those of that have it, they got it, they made that decision. I pray for you. For us that don't, Me and my household, we don't. I pray for us the same way. I don't pray no different. I just hate that we're getting separated by this thing, because I actually caught COVID from someone that was vaccinated. And thank God that me, my wife, and my son, we all survived. We didn't have to be hospitalized. We were able to recover at home. It was something I wouldn't wish on nobody. But just today I found out that somebody that goes to my church who's vaccinated, they got their boosters and all that, was just diagnosed with COVID today. So I'm just one of those people that I don't know how to spread it. I don't know if it's from unvaccinated, vaccinated, however, whatever was going on. I keep my distance. I stay my black ass at home. I'm kind of hoping they do close my kids' school down, because my daughter, for her to be in middle school, they was having cases left and right. So it got to a point to where the teachers started quitting. They was bringing in subs, and I think that was something I just saw on Facebook the other day now. I think when you went to go be a substitute teacher at a school, they wanted you to have 60 credits. Now they're saying you could have a high school diploma. That's how bad the school systems are getting. So who's to say what's going to happen or what's going to be the end result of this coming to an end? I don't care if you're vaccinated or not. Everybody needs to wear a damn mask. Because you got folks out here that just because the store sign says if you vaccinated, you can come in without one on. You got people just running out here with a mug, like, because it ain't like somebody checking at the door, hey, you got your card on you?
Right. Blur, what you got? I mean, it's weird. I don't believe that we should be. We got the nice commercial playing in the background there. Oh, damn.
That's Swig. I just muted him. Yo. I don't know what info commercial he watched.
Hey, I was about to buy it. It sounded like a good deal. But nah, I don't think we should be getting separated by this, but I understand why we are. I do look at the virus as a loaded gun of sorts. That's the analogy that kind of works for me, because I kind of look at the vaccine as a bulletproof vest and the safety on the gun. And I think it's the safety on the gun part of it that people don't believe, that it actually prevents you from spreading it. I know I said before, like, I think we should get to the point where you start, if you are unvaxxed, you can be proven to give somebody the virus, that you should be held liable for their treatment. And it was like, yo, we can't prove that. You'll never be able to prove exactly where they got it from. But Swigger just said he knows exactly where he got it from. It's from somebody who was vaxxed. But, I think it's weird because, yeah, I think we have to the point because people are tired, just like April was saying, man. He's tired of being scared. He's tired of, like, having to worry about when he go out the crib and, like, wear a mask and everything like that. I know out here in St. Louis, we just dropped our mask mandate. I still wear my mask all the time, but I do be, like, looking at people. Like, I was in the gas station the other day picking something up, and people was walking in without their mask. I was like, oh, that's right. We ain't got to wear a mask no more. I mean, it's out here, at least, it's no big deal. Either you wear a mask or you don't. I'm going to wear mine. I'm double vaxxed up. I'm still going to wear my mask because I haven't gotten it all this time. I'm still not trying to get it. And if I do get it, I ain't trying to give it to nobody else because, I mean, I don't want DJC Siren parents to catch it, and maybe they're not so lucky. I mean, I don't want anyone else's parents to catch it because maybe they might not be so lucky. So, I mean, I think if we looked at it that way, saying, like, yo, I'm going to do my part to protect other people, then it probably wouldn't be as big of a deal to people. But that's not how we're looking at it, and so it's always going to be that divide because, I mean, when it's such a visible divide and some people are taking it really serious, like, yo, you trying to kill me or my family members, you potentially killing me or my family members, and other people are like, yo, I'm not living in fear. I mean, just to take 8-point words, not to put them on that side, they're like, yo, I'm not living in fear, man. It's whatever. You're going to get it or you're not, you'll be all right. So I can see why people are divided, even though I wish that wasn't the case.
8-point.
All right, so I'm going to back up. Siren, so on your point, let's back up. Gosh, maybe 12 months ago, okay, when I think 12 months, how long has this vaccine been out? I can't remember, to be honest with you. It's been so long. So let's go back to when the vaccines first started coming out, okay? I would see all my friends on Facebook that were, and you brought up the whole point of privilege and not being bringing race into it. Now, I'm not bringing any kind of race. I'm not bringing any kind of privilege. Well, maybe privilege. Not on base of color of the skin. Privilege on, you know, I've had friends, and the reason why I don't say color of the skin is because I'm going to say a friend of mine who was on the board at Sentara General, on the board, a board member, doesn't see patients, is not on the front line, is available for the first round of a vaccine, okay? I've got friends who were working at a school. They were on the administration staff, which they were not even in the building. They were all on Zoom meetings. They were on the first round of a vaccine, okay? I see all those people. Now, it doesn't matter the color of their skin because they could have been any different race. I see them on Facebook posting, oh, I got my vaccine. You know, I responded, hey, you know, be careful about what you're saying because there are people out there that cannot get the vaccine, don't have the knowledge to get the vaccine. Now, this was when the vaccine first came out, okay? So that's where I would agree with you. But that was how long ago? We're going probably 15, 16, 17 months ago. Now, you can go anywhere. You can go to Walgreens. So back then, you didn't have the knowledge. You know, there were folks that didn't have the knowledge of, like, where do I go to get the vaccine? How do I even sign up for it? How do I get it? Now, you can go to where the old Macy's was at Military Circle and get a vaccine. You don't need an appointment. You don't need insurance. You don't need shit. You walk in and you get it. So there's no excuse. And that's why I say that the tools are there. The arsenal is there to get the vaccine and get protected. Doesn't matter who you are. Now, back then, I would say, yes, stop bragging about getting your vaccine because you're privileged enough to work in a situation where you are able. I didn't get my vaccine until the very last phase because I didn't have any kind of pre-existing condition. I wasn't a first responder. I wasn't this, wasn't that. So I waited. My wife, who had pre-existing conditions, who is a minority, waited till the very last time where she can get her vaccine because she's like, you know what? There are other people that need it more than me. But now we have all the tools. We have everything available for us to get vaccinated, get protected. That's my point. Look where we are now. We're going to 2022. We have everything we need and more. It's advancing from here.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Go ahead, DJ.
It wasn't in reference on who availability of vaccination rates. It's really just about vaccinated or unvaccinated survival rate of COVID. And that's where it's different.
That's not how you started your conversation. That's not how you started your conversation, though.
Yeah, no. The privilege is that I'm talking about isn't about who's vaccinated. It's about who's able to survive health-wise because of the healthcare system. So because
You said not to get racial.
Right. Exactly.
Your first sentence.
Yeah, it's still about race. Still about privilege in terms of race, in terms of the healthcare system, and who is dying of COVID, whether they're vaccinated or unvaccinated. It is black people. So that's what I meant.
Yeah, so basically... It's not the thing of, oh, everybody has a chance to get vaccinated, so if you get it, fuck it, it don't matter who you are. It's, you know, even if you are getting vaccinated for some reason that we haven't figured out yet, blacks are still dying at a higher rate. So DJC Siren is still preaching caution, and she doesn't have the luxury of saying, you know, fuck it, I don't want this to shut down. We got to live with this. We got to just deal with this because she's of the position where her whole family is black and they're dying at a higher rate because of this. So she's not at that point where she feel like she can just say,
fuck it, it is what it is, because we have to figure out why we're dying at a higher rate than other races before we can just say, fuck it, let's just live with it how we live with it. Because if we live with it how we just live with it, then black people are going to continue to die three times at a faster rate. And unless you just want Nazi Germany, then, you know.
How did you get to Nazi Germany? I do not know. Yeah. But
I can't
I feel
believe
like we do
I
know
can't
why.
Believe it went there, bro.
Compound interest, yo. Compound, look, you keep dying three times at a faster rate. You multiply that over 100 years, you know. You're
I think we do know why black people are dying at a higher rate. I think that's, like, kind of understood. I mean, and it goes 100%. To a... long-standing issues as far as, you know, healthcare and just the whole, you know, social economical divide between majority of black communities, what we eat and how we take care of ourselves and, you know, stuff like that. They go back generation to generation. So, yeah, you get someone who's been eating pig feet and chitlins for, you know, 40, 50 years, who's got a history of diabetes and hypertension, and then you give them 70 years old, they get a respiratory disease that's killing a bunch of people, yeah, their chances are low. And that's going to be the case for a lot of elderly black people going forward. So, yeah, I'm with DJ C-Siren on that. Yeah, we still got to take caution because we still got to protect those people.
I wish I could go back and show you my diet.
it's a general community where the health IQ is low. And, I mean, I see it all the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that makes an impact. But back to what I'm gonna change it if you let me change the subject.
Yeah, we just got Queen online. I want to welcome to the show and ask her why she didn't give my man some chocolate chip cookies for Christmas. But we'll come back to that. Finish your thought, DJ.
I was just gonna say, but yeah, it is frustrating because
I got a whole bag for you in the kitchen. I'll come bring them over right now.
No, it ain't for me. It's for my man.
Hold on. The difference is you can't just bring bagged up chocolate chip cookies. You know what I mean? You got to bake them shit. Them shit's got to come out the oven. Them shit's got to be gooey. I ain't even trying to eat no hard chocolate chip cookies and crack on my teeth. Like, nah.
Wait, hold up. Before we move on, we got to point out how now things are changing. First, he just wanted chocolate chip cookies. Now he want homemade, fresh out the oven chocolate chip cookies, man. I see why he ain't getting none. I see why he ain't getting no cookies. I understand now.
We got to have Queen defend herself in a moment. We got to have Queen defend herself. We're going to finish this conversation. And Queen, welcome to the show. It's good to have you on. DJ C-Side, what was your final thought?
I was just saying, general public is of no concern about the virus, at least of what I see. People come in they're coming in for vaccination, which is a great thing, but you're coming in for your second dose appointment and you don't have a mask. And then you expect me to vaccinate you, sit next to you and vaccinate you, and I know you're not even vaccinated. So it's like, I have to continually ask people, do you have a mask? And they're like, oh, yeah, and it's in their pocket, which I don't understand. Or two, no, oh, no, I forgot it. Well, you're going to, you know, take this mask. So, you know, it's like, this is, if you were ever to think, oh, I need to wear a mask when I'm getting vaccinated, but I guess because it's a public space and not a doctor's office, so clearly, the only places people are even concerned about wearing a mask is maybe the hospital or doctor's office where there's signs everywhere that you can't enter without a mask. But everywhere else, no one cares. They're not thinking about it. And it's not even any concern, or at least for the majority of people, because it's not mandated anymore.
Mm-hmm. Swain Boogie, what you got last on this before we move on?
Well, first, I just want everybody... have a happy new year. Whether you're vaxxed or not, man, we all just trying to make it beyond the new year. You're just trying to live and you just want to enjoy the rest of your days on this earth and end it when it's your time, not because of man-made or whatever that's going on. So, shit, just cover up. Keep it safe. I ain't got nothing but love for everybody that's on this call tonight, man. Just take care of yourselves.
What infomercial was you watching?
Oh, that was a at-home store. My bad.
8 Point, what you got?
They got some good stuff, man.
8 Point.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I think I said my story.
All right, Blur.
Yeah, man. I think we touched on everything, man. You know, if you vaxxed, I mean, wear your mask, protect other people around you. If you're not vaxxed, wear your mask, protect everybody else around you.
New York, New York.
Most definitely. Protect yourself, protect other people. You got one cough and two sniffles around me. Other than that, y'all, me and you ready to square up.
You going to tussle with somebody with COVID? Yeah, you probably going to get COVID. You know that you can spread COVID through farts.
Don't be crazy.
That's crazy.
That ain't true, man. That ain't true.
That's crazy.
Nope.
See, what?
Use
you
your Google.
Be walking down the aisle.
Don't.
Can you imagine people be walking down aisle 7 in Safeway and they be farting, y'all, man, and you catch that shit?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Crop dusting COVID.
I'd be pissed.
Have you ever known anyone that can throw a fart?
Yes.
Yeah.
No one else?
How do you throw a fart? How is that possible?
Like you fart in your
yeah,
hand
you like,
and you hold the fart and you throw it at somebody and it hits them in the face and they get the whiff.
Nah, somebody get hit with the RKO, yo, that's dirty.
Yeah, man, I went to middle school with some nasty motherfuckers, yo, yeah.
Hold on, both of y'all started at the same time. I'm going to let Blur go first and then I'm going to go back to DJ Cesar. What'd you say, Blur?
I went to middle school with some nasty motherfuckers. Yeah, I know people who did that. Like, you could pluck it, you could throw it. Yeah, man, it's air. I mean, it's air. So, you mean, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
We must have been in different classes. I don't know anybody in middle school that was throwing farts at people. DJ Cesar, what'd you have?
Just giving a shout out to the person I knew. Yes, we were on a road trip on a bus and was farting in his head and throwing at people. It was not cool.
that's a great attribute. I mean, the only thing I say about COVID is I just don't understand why it was such a big deal for people to wear a mask. Because like Swigga said, and like everybody else said, we have the tools to get vaccinated. So if you're good with the medicine, you can get vaccinated. But even if you don't want to get vaccinated, like, we all think COVID is real, right? So just wear a mask. And if you're telling me that walking around wearing a mask is uncomfortable and you can't breathe all that great, then it's probably not good for you to get COVID. Like, if it's uncomfortable for you to wear a mask, then catching a respiratory disease probably isn't the greatest for you either.
Man, I could send you some YouTube videos, man, with people talking about how it violates their rights having to wear a mask. Like, I mean, yeah, so people got arguments.
Yeah, I have to figure out what – I didn't see that in the Bill of Rights. But, you know, we'll have to have that conversation. I don't believe in the Constitution anyway just because it wasn't – it didn't apply to black people. So, I mean, the Constitution can go fuck itself. I need a do-over. Would all of us at the table and have conversations on what the Bill of Rights should be and what the Constitution should be. That's just my opinion. I'm all for all of us getting together and have a conversation.
I agree with you on that, bro.
That's it, you know? So, you know, I understand what Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin. Look, I get Thomas Jefferson. They were doing what they felt was right for the country at the time, and they didn't give a fuck about black people. I get it. That was the time. I'm not even one of the people that's mad at them. It was the time. Cool. Now that, thankfully, our white counterpartners have said, you know what? We believe in God, and he created black people, too, so they can't be that bad. And now that we're all cool, well, most of us, let's rip up that Constitution, and let's have black people, let's have Spanish people, Asian people, the gay people. I was trying to think what their name is. Because I had a funny.
LGBTQ.
Yeah, I had a funny joke about transsexuals. I was gonna call them reverse engineers.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
They're not transgenders.
You didn't say
I don't even mean it disrespectfully.
You
I thought,
did not say
transsexual. They're not transsexual.
Transgender.
Okay. Transsexual isn't the word.
No.
That's not a bad word, right?
No.
Is that derogatory?
Don't use it, yes.
I mean,
I'm sorry, I didn't know. I ain't even gonna hold you.
That was mad clever though. I ain't even gonna hold you. No disrespect. That was mad clever.
I had this whole post about, I didn't set it out because I didn't know how gay people would feel, but it's like, if you like women, if you like men, if you like reverse engineers, it was going to be a good joke, but, you know, people who reverse engineer themselves, you used to be a dude, now you're a girl. If you like that, God bless you. Look, I'm the person that got into me. I forgot what I was calling this. But calling reverse engineers is great. And shout out to all my engineers. That was me. I made it up. I had some joke in my head. One day I'm going to get this 10-minute stand-up comedy on YouTube. But yeah, so the whole thing.
It's hard to concentrate.
Yeah, I guess. All right, I guess we're done with that. Queen, welcome to the offering. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good. How was your Christmas? How was your you ready for New Year's? You ready to party?
I'm going to be in my living room. Well, yeah, in my living room partying. I'm not going to be out. I guess everyone's doing that thing where they're in their living room partying.
Yeah, well, we got a couple stops to make, but, you know, we're going to be masked up. And it's with low-key people, so. But, hey, watch y'all background noise. Put yourselves on mute unless you jump it in. So, Queen, did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
Yeah, I got everything and more.
Oh, good. Good to hear. All right. Well, definitely appreciate having you on the show. You know, feel free to jump in. We got our next topic. Let me ask Blur, you got anything specific you want to talk about? I wanted to complain about Christmas and talk about the COVID stuff. But,
wait,
you know,
hold on.
Blur,
we do got something we got to talk about. We got, because Queen said she got everything she wanted for Christmas and more. You're saying he ain't get his chocolate chip cookies. So, yeah, we got something to talk about.
So he did get cookies. Like, I work at a school, so they gave a big box of cookies, and I brought all those cookies home to him. So he got all different kinds of cookies, not just chocolate chips. So I don't know what he's talking about.
Look, silence from New York. He ain't saying a word.
Look. I respect Queen because, y'all, I mean, she did buy me a great brim fitted, you know what I mean, for Christmas. I rocked that shit to sleep, you know what I mean. She got me the World Series 1998 Yankees great brim, so, you know what I mean, I do respect her for that, you know what I mean. She did bring home a box of cookies, you know what I mean, but it wasn't the Pillsbury Doughboy. It wasn't the joint since you come out the store, you know what I mean, that safe way that you bake, you know what I mean. But she definitely did good for the Christmas. I give her that.
Yo, don't let Blur get you in trouble, yo. Oh, man. All right, you just got to put it on the list, y'all. You just got to tell Queen next year, I need some Pillsbury straight-out soft batch cookies. Please, if you got time.
He acts like it. There's no Pillsbury in the freezer right now. There's Pillsbury in the freezer.
But he didn't want to make it. It's the holiday. He wanted you to be in the Santa Claus hat, looking all cute, baking them some cookies. That's what it made him happy. Men are simple. See, DJ, she's trying to believe in all that. She's making an evil face right now because she's one of the feminists who don't feel like she should do nothing.
Not a goddamn thing.
See what I deal with? I tell her all the time, like, I feel like 10 years is a good run and we can be good friends.
If you leave me, I'm not your friend. Goodbye.
I'd be okay with that, too.
Nah.
But
you got cake, so shut up.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, you did bake a cake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I did get a cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. All right, next topic. Blur, what you got?
Oh, did y'all hear about the new prison bae, the chick?
You don't want to have
something.
Appreciate it.
How everybody is sending, like, putting money on her books and trying to pay her bail. I feel like,
prison
and I
bae?
Think it was the same situation when it was prison bae. I feel like the same situation when we had the dude prison bae, or whatever his name was, the dude, and everybody trying to put money on his books. I don't remember exactly what he was in for, but I do remember it was something that, like, yo, like, women probably shouldn't be trying to get him out. And I feel the same way here. Like, it's mad dudes trying to get this girl, and I say girl, out of jail. The chick is 17 years old.
Oh, no.
In jail for attempted murder for stabbing another 17-year or another teenage girl multiple times in the stomach over a dude. She posted her mugshot, and it went viral. And people is like, yo, I wait for you. Like, first of all, men is nasty. And I don't want to say just men, because it happened the same thing with the light-skinned dude who went into modeling when he got out. But y'all was like, at first I thought it was just a fad, but like, nah, they got GoFundMe for her. They trying to get her out. And it's like people who put in, like, she's getting like thousands of dollars put on like her prison consignment book. Like, she getting money while locked up. And I'm hoping it's people who just ain't, they just looking at the picture, they ain't reading up on what happened or who she exactly is. But I got to imagine this is grown men putting money on books of a 17-year-old girl who's in jail. I feel like something's got to happen with this. Am I tripping? Like, should we just let this go? I feel like somebody's got to be looking out for this. Like, if you donated money to this 17-year-old girl, you got to go on some type of watch list, I think. I think at least a watch list.
Yeah, that's a little scary. Swain Boogie, you got anything on it? Swain, you got us on mute? Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I had muted my phone, my bad. I ain't got nothing on that. That's just some other stuff right there. I heard the story. I seen the picture. And somebody had, like, screenshot the post with the dudes in the comments. That joint is OC right there.
Queen, you got anything?
I just think I seen that post, and I was like, wow, okay. I didn't know she was 17, though, because she don't look 17. She looks older than me. Interesting, but I think it's real crazy how, like, a lot of guys are like, yeah, I'm gonna release you or whatever. It's like a thirst trap. So I agree. I feel like someone should be monitoring that. Like, that's a little bit scary, because I wouldn't want my 17-year-old daughter, like, you know, all these grown men getting attention, giving their attention to her. So,
PJ, she's sorry?
I mean, it's not unusual. I mean, we heard about, like Laura was talking about, the guy that was the original prison bae. And then now her. Now, the fact that she's 17, maybe that makes it a little bit more, you know, questionable. We got people writing to people in prison on a regular basis. Jeffrey, I don't know about Jeffrey Dahmer, but, you know, we got, you know, serial killers. We got women who, you know, writing them, ready to get with them the second they get out of prison. And these people, they just kill multiple people. So there is a subset of human beings that have some kind of infatuation with people who have committed crimes in all, you know, different levels, that is attracted to it and want to be associated with. Why? Don't know. And the fact that she's 17 probably increases her intrigue for these people. So.
Well, she went to jail when she was 17. She's 22 now.
Okay. Well, see, now that's good. So they probably ain't worried about that. So she stabbed somebody at 17. That's probably
a couple of times.
A couple of times, yeah. All right. So did Remy Ma. So, If she stabs you, good luck.
New York, New York.
Shorty got to do that time. I don't care what nobody say. Shorty got to do that time, y'all mean? In the meantime, y'all mean? In the meantime, everybody else can find out her GPay, y'all know what I mean? If they want to post a goat from me, y'all know what I mean? Anything else, y'all know what I mean? Otherwise, text her on GPay or something. Like, I don't know. I don't know. She got to do that time. That's crazy. That's crazy. You stabbing people? Oh, no, 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 Shorty. What is you doing?
Yeah, I'm not surprised at anything. Like DJ Cusine said, there's a whole community of people who write to inmates. And, I mean, there's a lot of people out here looking for love. There's a lot of lonely people out here. It sounds crazy to us because no one on this call has ever had a problem really dating people. But, you know, there's a lot of lonely people. So you can see why someone would reach out to her. Now, I don't understand why people would send her money. I guess to put something on her books and all that stuff so she's comfortable while she's in jail. But, I mean, you don't even know if she really wants to holler at you. Like, I never understood about, you know, giving money to somebody when you don't have some type of rapport. I was just having this conversation with somebody else, and they was talking about how their previous people that they were with, you know, never gave them shit. And I was like, well, why are you giving up the pussy to someone who's never given you anything? It's just, like, it just didn't make any sense. Like, at least some type of, like, mental affection. It doesn't even have to be something physical. Like, there should be an exchange of something. But, you know, people are crazy, man. I didn't realize it was a new prison ban until Blur mentioned it. I mean, God bless her. I don't understand why a dude would want to be with her if she's, like, if she stabbed another girl in her neck, you don't think she'd stab you? I've always said, yeah, I'm glad that I've never had that. Like, DJ C. Siren don't love me that much. I don't love DJ C. Siren that much to be stabbing nobody. Like, I'm glad that I've never had that much passion in my life. I've never loved anyone enough to hurt anybody else. When I first found out that my first girlfriend cheated on me, like, I was upset for a moment, and then I realized, this is my opportunity to sleep with other people. It's not that bad. Why be upset? if DJ C. Siren decided to cheat on me, I would say,
And she couldn't cook either.
It sucks, but, you know, now there's an opportunity. So, you know, watch it. I would never be with anybody who's out here stabbing people in the name of love. It's just not, doesn't appeal to me. Anybody got anything left on Prison Bay? Blur, you want to close it up?
Well, yeah, because my follow-up to that was not who, but I guess, would you mess with somebody who was locked up? Like y'all said, there's people out there with the right of prisoner thing and the people falling for serial killers. Like, would any of y'all mess with somebody who was locked up?
How do you mess with somebody? They're locked up. You can't mess with somebody that's locked up. They locked up.
I mean, there's a certain thing as far as conjugal visits. Let's not neglect that now.
I mean, I guess if you're not getting any pussy once every couple months is good.
And if you just meet somebody, you might not be trying to fuck right away. I mean, depending on where you at, I mean, in your life. I know my cousin met a dude. She didn't realize he was locked up, but they had just been chatting online. They met on Facebook because you can have Facebook in prison now. I mean, go figure. So met on Facebook, and it was like a month or so of them talking, like, regularly before you're like, all right, y'all want to come see you. And he was telling her how to come see him, and she's like, wait, you're in prison? And he was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, no, I can't do that. But they had already been talking for like a month and a half. So,
well, when you said mess with somebody, I'm thinking you're going into it with the knowledge that you can't see them. Not like,
I'm talking about going into it, knowing you can't see them. Would you talk to somebody knowing you can't see right away? I mean, well, how long would it take? If they was getting out, I mean, in less than a year.
I mean, for me, you know, just speaking personally, it would just depend on what position I'm in. If I'm sleeping with other women out there in the streets and she holds great conversations, of course I'd do. I'd have great conversation with her. But, like, if she's my only, you know, form of communication to a woman, like, I can only talk to a woman in jail and I can't talk to anybody else, like, I have to be faithful, then no. It's stupid. That's just me. New York, what you got? You talking to anybody in jail?
Nah, I definitely ain't talking to nobody in jail. Say what? Yeah, first of all, we got to talk about your charge. Depending on what your charge is, why am I talking to you? First of all, yeah, exactly. Why am I talking to you in jail? Yeah, like Blair said, I got to reevaluate my life. Why am I talking to somebody in jail? You know what I mean? What you in there for? You know what I mean? What's your case like? You know what I mean? What's your co-defendant like? What's your paperwork? What's that black and white? I need to see that black and white before I talk to you. You know what I mean? I ain't talking to nobody in jail. What?
What if she called a charge for holding down for her ex-boyfriend? She was holding a pack for him, and he left her hanging, and she took the charge for him. She get out in less than a year.
Say what? Then that's only going to mean I'm not saying I do this. You know what I mean? She's going to take a charge from me too, but I'm not saying I do that. But at the end of the day,
I'm just saying that's her charge. She's about to get out, and she got 10 months left. You know what I mean? You holler?
Nah, because if she took a charge for her man, and that shows you how deeply rooted their relationship is. She always gonna go back to that nigga. Why would she always gonna go back to that nigga? No. If you take a charge for a nigga, say what? Nah. We friends. Even if it is friends, we acquaintances. Nah, I ain't doing that. You know what I mean? That relationship is bigger than what I got to offer her. I'd tell you that right now, and I'll be honest. No.
Queen, what you got?
I would not talk to anybody in jail. So I do have a question for New York. New York. God forbid, if I was in jail, you would start talking to me?
Uh-oh. Y'all, we not going to have y'all fight on
that. That is crazy. It depends. Cool, so what you go to jail for? What you go to jail for? What you go to jail for? That's a question right here.
I'm a black woman. I was caught up. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they locked me up.
Okay, so was you in the wrong place at the wrong time with another nigga? Then, I mean, I guess he got to save you.
Yeah, she said she was a political prisoner, and you put her as a cheater.
I put the money on your bell, y'all. You know I mean, if the circumstances warrant it, but y'all, you know I mean, if you doing out here, you outside doing fuck shit, y'all. You know I mean, that you ain't talked to me about it before. Oh nah, y'all. You know I mean, you gotta stay down. You gotta hold that. Y'all, you know I mean, you gotta hold that and build character.
Queen.
Put on my bell, though.
Would you say, Queen?
How much money would you put on that bill? I'm just curious.
I mean, it depends. What you doing? You doing a misdemeanor or you got like five felonies? You know what I mean? Because that shit multiply. Like, what you doing? I ain't got that shit in the bank. You heard? I can scrape some scraps for you. I can do like a GoFundMe. You know what I mean? What is you doing out here? What is you doing out here? First of all, I need to know what the charge is.
Alright, Swing Boogie. New York will sleep on the couch tonight.
Nah, I'm
go ahead, Swing.
I don't even see myself going that route, man, to even start up a conversation with that somebody behind bars. That's a different that, yeah. And I'm thinking about how my relationship how it started long distance, so I could put myself in that, but as far as somebody that's different long distance right there. That's you ain't seen outside for some years. Yeah, I'm not waiting for that.
DJ C. Siren. Now, you did it. Would you do it again? DJ C. Siren dated Busy Bone.
What happened?
Got locked up. Yeah, DJ C. Siren was dating Gerald Burns before me. He seems like a cool
wow.
guy.
Wow.
He wasn't locked up when I met him. And it was a juvenile detention, wasn't it? But it, well, it led to something bigger. But anyway, but that was after. Anyway, and that was after the fact. So, I mean, we had kind of been, I mean, I knew him and met him, and then he just, and then he disappeared, but it was because he.
He was yeah. So, y'all, technically, y'all still
he went away to school.
He went away to school.
No, when he was in juvenile
detention,
we were kind of still together. But then when he got out,
okay. Oh, okay. So would you date somebody again? Mm-hmm. Like, when we break up, would you date somebody in jail?
Yeah, not unless they, yeah, a political prisoner. They have to be jailed,
and, I would think that you would, because you don't even like me being around. So I would think that someone in jail that you can just talk to on the phone every now and then and write letters to would be appealing to you, because you don't really want anybody around. You kind of just want communication every now and then.
That's not true.
Okay, she's watching.
That's not
she's
true.
Watching music videos and stop listening. All right.
That's not true. But no, that's not, you know, I'm not down for that. It's just that's too much to deal with. God bless him. God bless.
All right. So, Blur, are you done with that? Man, your time is flying.
I wanted to hear what you would do. I know for me, and I think for all of y'all, I think y'all not putting the right perspective. I really think it comes down to the person and the charge, like New York said, the charge and the time. Well, not even so much the charge, the person and the time left. Like, if it's Beyonce, matter of fact, if it's Oprah, and she in there for tax fraud, and she getting out in 2 years, I'm writing her a letter every day. I'm in there every day. Whatever, you're never going to see the inside of your jail. You're going to have a visitor up there 24/7. If it's Oprah, I'm right there with you. I'm waiting for you to get out. Even if it's more than 2 years, if it's 5 years. You're a billionaire, and I got a shot because ain't nobody else trying to hold you down, I'm right there. If it's Beyonce, and she stabbed up Jay a couple times in the stomach, yeah, she get out in 3 years, I'm right there every day, all day. I got you. You ain't never going to night-night by yourself. I'm right there. You ain't never going to sleep by yourself. I got you. I mean, if it's not one of them, too, if it's a local chick, you know what I mean, who doing some time for selling her food stamps, maybe not so much. But, I mean, it depends on the person and how much time they got. I think certain people are worth it. So, yeah, I'm not going to say I wouldn't do it. I really think it comes down to the person and, like, their situation and how much time it's going to be. If it's Beyonce and she got served 20 years, nah, I'm not waiting for Beyonce for 20 years. Nah, I'm not going to do it. I might wait for Oprah for 20. I'll be. I mean, she's not going to look the same, man. I mean, she got money, but, I mean, she ain't got billions.
What? She not going to look the same? You just said Oprah. And
but I'm not with Oprah for a look. I'm not waiting
Oprah
for her looks. I'm waiting for Oprah for her billions.
But what if you don't know she get out and she ain't got no money?
Yeah, Beyonce, Oprah don't have billions when she get out. She still have billions.
That's really exactly. I'm glad he said that. I'm glad he said that because a lot of the celebrities that go away for that certain amount of time, they come home with no money. They come home with no money.
Beyonce has more than enough money where she's not going to be broke when she comes home.
But what if
that's
her?
She's a multi-millionaire. She could run through some millions over the next 10 years. Oprah's billions ain't going nowhere in 10 years.
Who's a multi-millionaire?
Beyonce.
Beyonce's a billionaire, bro.
I don't think Beyonce's a billionaire.
No.
Is she?
I thought Jay-Z was.
I know Jay's a billionaire. I thought Beyonce was still in the millions. I thought it was Jay-Z and Rihanna were billionaires. I don't think Beyonce's a billionaire.
I thought Beyonce got more money than Jay-Z.
No, Jay still got more money.
Yeah,
Nah, he does a lot of stuff on the background.
They're combined at $1.6 billion.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say. I don't think either one of them by themselves.
So combined, they're billionaires. What? But I think individually, Beyonce has
neither one of them.
Okay, now it says in 2018, Beyonce was $355 million, and Jay was $900 million.
Yeah, right now so, Beyonce's net worth is $440 million.
And what's Jay-Z's?
Jay-Z 2021 is... Oh, where did I lost it? Oh, so they keep coming up. Hip-hop's first true billionaire, so he's a billionaire. Trying to get that exact number, though.
Yeah, you ain't
November 4th, it says
$1.4 billion. $1.4 billion. And you know Beyonce gonna be in there doing dance concerts. She gonna stay in shape. It ain't like she gonna be reading.
That's fucked up.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry, Beyonce. I actually love you. But we know Beyonce ain't gonna be in the law library. She gonna be working out. You hope she don't come out looking like Ja Rule. You remember when Ja Rule came out of prison? You look like, who's the TV cartoon was like big, real, real big up top, the small legs? Who's that? Ja Rule came out looking like the Incredible Hulk, but look like he just never did squats. And you just hope Beyonce don't come out like that. You know, she's a workout woman. Anyway. But yeah, you know, if a jailbird is worth a couple $1 million, I'd write to her every day and tell her how much I loved her and hope that she would change my life so I could be rich.
I'm sorry, but with our prison system, if you have that much money,
you're not in jail.
You're not in jail. You're not going in. Sorry. Unless it's some real
power. And prison base stabbed the bitch in the neck. You know why she's in prison? Because she broke.
Martha went to jail?
Good. Huh?
Martha went to jail?
Who?
Martha Stewart.
Yeah, but she got paid. Martha wasn't in the bank. So they trying to get Larry Hoover out of prison. That man, they bring a shower to that man. He don't even get the shower in a regular shower. Martha wasn't.
All right, look, I know this wasn't on the topic sheet, but let me just say, I hate to be a hater, but I understand why he's getting that treatment. Like, they don't ever say, like, why. Like, you understand, like, he got 23 hours of isolation. The dude had somebody murdered while he was in lock, while he was in jail. Like, what do you want them to do? Like, you ordered a hit and had somebody murdered while you were already locked up. What do you expect the government to do with that?
So my thing is about that, too, is that so why they put Tukey on death row for that? You know what I mean? And then they advocating for Larry Hoover to get out. Cause in the same sense, I think Larry Hoover should have gave up. I mean, not Larry Hoover, Tukey Williams.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, gang murders are way worse. You know what I'm saying? So, and I don't know why, because, you know, they just got that truck driver that just killed a bunch of people, and they gave him 110 years. Right?
Yeah, it just got reduced to 10 years. 10 years.
Right, but what I'm saying is even if they kept that 110 years, his sentence wouldn't have been 23 hours lockdown, no visitation, nothing like that. He'd have been in jail forever. He'd have died in jail, but you know, he would have been in general population. I don't know why Larry Hoover wasn't. I guess it's because of influence. If he's in general population, he can start controlling the jail and people. I guess that's what they're thinking.
He had someone murdered while he was in jail. He was already in jail, getting treated like a regular prisoner, and he had someone murdered. If you already have someone in jail, how do you put them in jail? Like, this is jail for the people already in jail.
Oh, I guess that's true. I mean, that's pretty crazy. I mean, are we sure that he really did it, or did they set him up?
Well, you know, it's always a possibility of setup.
For this conversation, we're going to talk about allegedly. We don't know now.
That's
allegedly.
Right.
Everything is allegedly.
And the guy that he got murdered, what did he do?
I think it was a rival gang member, and he did it from the prison phone. That's what the story is, that he did it from the prison phone, and they, like, I mean, he didn't just say, oh, kill this person. They used cold words and everything, but the prison, you know what I mean, they got it on tape, and, you know what I mean, they put two and two together.
Yeah, that's a tough one to dodge.
I mean, I'm not going to say anything bad about Larry Hoover. I don't know who listens to the show.
And I know the airways reach Chicago, and I don't want no problems. But, yeah, that's
like
your
man said, you're going to say allegedly.
Yeah, all allegedly. Look, because I guess that was – and I guess that's a good piece of information, because if you're telling me he's locked up on – drug trafficking charges, that sounds a little excessive. But if you're telling me that he's locked up because he's still ordering people to commit murder while behind bars, then I can understand why he would be on 23 hours lockdown. Because when you had him in general population, he was still ordering people to die. So now you lose that privilege. I don't know. It's tough. But, hey, free Larry Hoover. I don't want no problems.
Say it loud. And free all the big homies, too.
Is Tukey still alive, or did they kill Tukey?
They killed Tukey.
Nah,
yo.
I think.
Go ahead, Swagger. You can jump in.
Nah, I was going to say, wasn't he put to death?
Yeah, he was put to death. He was definitely put to death. All those Swagger, what's his name? The little Terminator thing, he didn't sign off for it. He was put to death.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, Tukey. All right. Man, we only got 30 minutes. Is that it, Blur? Are you finally going to end this topic?
Oh, yeah, I'm out, man. I'm good. I mean, I just wanted to know, because I kind of expected people to say, nah, they wouldn't deal with a prisoner. And I totally understood myself that it depended on who the prisoner was.
Yeah, I agree. If she can change my life, then, yeah, I'll talk to a prisoner all day. But if she's just a regular old jailbird and I can't get no cheeks, then I'm going to just rather be out in the streets. Just me personal. But, all right, got a couple quick topics that we can burn through in these last 30 minutes. Well, I'll make sure I open the floor. Queen, DJ C-Side, Swain, New York, New York. Is there anything in particular y'all want to talk about tonight before I jump into my topics?
Rest in peace, Desmond Tutu, really quickly. That's all.
Rest in peace, Desmond Tutu. Who's that?
Really? You don't know.
You don't know Desmond Tutu? Word.
Nah, African?
Yes.
How do you get a name like Desmond?
He's a priest.
I guess my African friend's name is Kenny.
Yes.
But I feel like that was his American name. That was that's crazy that apartheid ended in like the 80s. Like, they ain't fuck with black people at all. We swear America's bad. This is Africa, and they ain't fuck with black people. When we had cable television. White people, cold-blooded, boy. How you not fuck with people, fuck with black people in Africa? We had the internet, they wasn't fucking. Yes, we did. The army had it. The internet's been around since the 60s. All right, so Desmond Tutu, rest in peace. I had to read a book. I didn't really get that. Anybody else? Hey, watch your background noise, Swig. I know that you watch the TV. Anybody got anything else?
We should talk about Megan Good and how her husband's trying to divorce her.
Somebody's leaving Megan Good? Oh, DJ. Look,
yes.
That shows you. It don't matter how good a girl looks. There's a dude out there that hates her guts. Go ahead, Queen. What happened? I mean, people get divorced every day, 50-50.
So she was married for 9 years, and her husband's a pastor, and her husband filed for divorce after they were separated for 4 months. Interesting.
Well, that's a shame, but, you know.
The fact that her husband is a pastor was really getting me.
In Harlem.
Hold on, go ahead, Blair. You jumped in first. Go ahead,
on the homie, you say that again in the background.
Yeah, my bad. I'm like, the fact that her husband's a preacher or a pastor, whatever he is, that's the part that really gets me. I feel like the people of the church is like really like going all in on this divorce thing. Like, and I say divorce thing because I mean, I'm all for it. You ain't happy, move on. But I always thought those were the ones who were going to be like, I mean, now we're going to hold off on this. We got to make it work. We got married in the eyes of God or whatever. So, yeah, like I'm – Megan Good getting divorced wasn't surprising me at all. I'm not really a Megan Good fan. I ain't going to say overrated. I think that's a little bit disrespectful. But I didn't really always see the appeal that everyone else had on her. I mean, she had some nice boobs, but, I mean, whatever. You could buy those. But a preacher – I mean, 9 years in, the preacher be like, "Nah, I'm tapping out." I put that up there with Desmond Tutu, the other dude from South Africa, the one who did like Mandela, did like 10 years or whatever in prison, got out and got divorced. He's like, "Nah, man, I can't do this with you full time."
Everything
when preachers start just jumping to divorce, it's just crazy to me.
Yo, Winnie was up there torturing people. Like, you know, Mandela had to separate himself
for
her act. So that was
good. She was stabbing people. Yeah, when but it depends what type of preacher you are. I mean, we all seen that viral video of that preacher with no teeth when that lady calls in. He's like, "Shut up, bitch." And she's like, "How you teach the gospel?" And yeah, I know y'all seen this. I got to find it. I don't know how to describe it. But it's the greatest pastor video of all time. New York, what would you jump in and say?
Nah, for the homie in the background that said something about Harlem. The Harlem, I don't know if y'all watch the show Harlem. Nah, that was right on perfect timing. But at the end of the day, man, it's crazy. It's crazy because, you know what I mean, he was a pastor at the end of the day when Megan Good's nudes leaked. That she sent to him, you know what I mean? He was defending her all crazy over social media, and then now that the word reports, you know what I mean, they getting a divorce. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy because I really thought they was going to survive. But hey,
I didn't know she was married to a pastor. But you know, that's dope. Swig.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, man, this shit don't work out sometimes, yo. Forever's a long time. Forever's a long time. Like, sometimes it's better to just be cool and go your separate ways. But, you know, what can you do? Swigger, you got anything?
Nah, I was trying to slide in that comment. I was saying he probably couldn't handle her scenes in that show Harlem. It made me think of how Eric Benet ended the relationship with Halle Berry when she did Monsters Ball. They just couldn't see their lady in a compromising situation, possibly. And that say something about them as a man.
Yeah. What do you think it says something about as a man?
I mean, you know your lady's an actress. There's going to be certain parts that are going to come about to where she may have to, you know, be naked or be in a scene that's something she's done over the years. But now you, as a man, you know, either you're going to, you know, stand by and support or you're going to do what them cats did. I can't take it. They retorted Eric Benet, walked out the theater. They had a private view, and it was just them two. And when that scene of Monsters Ball came on, they said he got up and walked out.
Recognize he's probably wondering why she ain't act like that for him. Now, Eric Benet's not the one that was on drugs, right? Who's the one we saw that was on drugs? Another one of them light-skinned.
Nah, you thinking singers. You thinking of the cat that looks like him from CSI.
I ain't never watched CSI. I didn't run like, oh, but who you talking about?
Jordan, Gordain, something like that?
Bilal. That's who it was.
Oh, God bless, bro. That boy. Just hope he's all right.
Don't tell him.
But, yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, if you date an actress, you know, they going to have them type of movies. I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's one of the things, you know who you're dating, right? You should have that conversation prior to say, hey, I don't want you doing sex scenes, and if she's okay with it, then, you know, you can move on. But if you're not going to be okay with it, then you might just end the relationship.
Yeah, she has to say, this is my job, y'all. I can't be turning down movies.
But that goes back to, like, can you date strippers? Like, I could date a stripper. I don't care if she has to.
No,
sir.
Nah.
You wouldn't bother me. I think naked women are beautiful. You know, I was on a naked beach in Barcelona.
So you cool
look,
with her ass
getting
shot?
And I was like, whoa. Gotta get away from this. It's meat everywhere. And I was.
You know you're
gonna
be
like,
pissed when she come home with handprints on
her
ass.
That when you're in a different country, in a different place, like nakedness isn't a big deal.
It's our Puritan
roots. Yeah, paganism.
No, Puritan.
Same thing.
I don't think there was any penises.
Yeah, was the dude selling the Mexican zone Coronas at his dick out? I'm telling you. You fell asleep.
It was topless.
You don't pay attention to stuff like that. I'm the one who scopes the scene out. Because you're comfortable around me, you just think I'm going to save the day always. I have to scope the scene out to see what's going on. And it was meat out there.
I thought it was just
awesome. Nah, it was some. Look, somebody had sex next to us, a couple.
I don't
you
that.
Fell asleep the whole time. Wake you up and show you do was pumping her back out underneath that cover. It was 95 degrees. And she out here. Yeah, I'm positive. You think I don't know when somebody had sex?
I don't remember falling asleep.
Anyway, yeah, are we done with Megan Good in the past? God bless him. Anybody got anything left on Megan Good? At least she's available. Don't fuck up, Steve Siren. If she's willing to marry a pastor, I know I got a shot. Most pastors are fat.
He wasn't.
Yeah. All right. Anybody got anything else? Y'all got any topics? You want me to just go into mine? Three?
Yes.
Two? One. All right.
I got one question. I just got one question. Hold on. Just one random question, yo.
You
because
good, bro.
I believe Wisconsin is the meetups. Has anybody ever been to Wisconsin?
Yes, sir. I've been there.
What happened out there?
Now, I have so many questions.
It's an awesome place called Wisconsin Dells, man. You'll love it.
Hold on. Did you think that they just, like, had an invisible place on the map? Like, they put
yes.
this place on the map, but
yes.
it didn't exist? Like, was it like a black hole
because
in your mind?
Exactly.
Or was it like federal land?
How they have a Wisconsin, and then how they have two Dakotas? North Dakota and South Dakota. Has anybody ever been there? Like, I don't know. It got me made up states.
It's a legit question.
Look, my buddy's wife is from South Dakota, and she thought it was still the cool call black people Negroes, color up until like 2000, because she's never met a black person. She ended up
wow.
a black person. It ain't funny how life works. And he black. He ain't like light skin black, but she like dipped her toe. Like she embraced the whole culture with
that
my man.
Doesn't make him any blacker.
I know colorism. We love all black people, boss.
He blue black.
Funnier the way I. It's just funnier the way I say it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't think I've
never traveled through any of those states. Why? Because we would get lynched. In the Dakotas? Probably not. I feel like
they didn't bring slavery over there.
I feel like the Dakotas are one of those states where they don't see humans that often, so they would just be happy. Now, Wisconsin, I heard Wisconsin's actually pretty nice, though.
Is that close to Nebraska? Because I've been
Wisconsin?
To Nebraska.
Wisconsin?
Yeah.
No, Wisconsin's close to, like,
that's
where
Chicago
is, like Chicago and
so
Detroit.
So I might get through there if I drove to Minnesota.
Yeah, you might have. No, Wisconsin's a little bit less if you went to Minnesota. I guess it depends what part of Minnesota. I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out if I might have drove.
Look, I didn't know there was any black people in Kentucky, and I ended up marrying one. I thought only black people in Kentucky played on the basketball team.
That was a mistake. You was wrong.
It's a whole lot of Negroes out there, and I can't understand most of them. Love them. Love them to death. Nice people. Sometimes I don't realize that they're talking to me. Shout out to my Kentucky family. But yeah, man. Let's take a trip to Wisconsin one day.
I don't know.
My man, hey, my man, shout out to South Jersey. Ron Dane played for Wisconsin. And Wisconsin had to be real. He got some trophy once. South Jersey makes the best athletes. All right. So, hey.
F. Kenosha.
So what I want to talk about first, hey, should women have an opinion on proposals? I was listening to the Joe Biden podcast a couple weeks ago, because I've had this on the topic, and they were talking about, and they were having a discussion between the four members, and if women have a right to tell a man how to propose. I'll tell you my opinion afterwards. I just want to get the scope of the room, since we have two beautiful ladies on tonight. I would love to hear the woman's opinion first, because this is directly, you know, my brain. So it's men proposing to women, but, you know, if a woman proposes to a woman, or, you know, reverse engineering proposes to regular engineering, God bless y'all. This is all in common.
So
Queen, do you think you have... Should you have an opinion on how you should be proposed to?
Yes, I mention it a lot of how I should be proposed to. And I feel like nowadays a lot of men feel like women should propose to them, but I still feel like it should be traditional. Men should just get on the knee and propose. I have it all planned out in my head.
You've mentioned it a lot. I like it. Let's go. Okay. You have it all planned out in your head how you should be proposed to.
Yes. That is correct.
So this is like your dream scenario. So if, I'm not bringing my man New York into this, because I don't want him to be put on the spot. But let's say you all two aren't together. If a man proposes to you in a way that's different from your dream scenario, are you upset?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you, women?
Have standards.
Okay. But, hey, look, you said haters. Hey, no, I actually love it. I love to hear your opinion. I love the honesty. DJ C-Side. Now, you're already married, and I know the way I proposed to you was not your dream scenario. Because I was drunk playing Madden. but if we weren't together, do you think you should have an opinion on how you should be proposed to?
I do not.
See, that's why we worked out.
I mean, kind of was brought up. I mean, if I want it to be done a certain way, then I would have to do the proposal. But if someone is proposing to me, I can't dictate that. And I would assume that if we're at that point in a relationship, that no matter how it's going to do, it's going to be something that I'm going to be, you know, be happy about. So, no. I mean, I think that's too much control. If I have to tell you exactly how you propose to me, it's just about you're asking me to get married. So how you do it really doesn't have – I don't think the person being proposed to has any say with that. I mean, not that a couple should never talk about getting married, but I'm just saying, that's a little too anal. You know, that's a little too much saying, like, I don't know how perfect you think someone needing to ask you to get married has to be. I mean, some people want a big party and on Newton Times Square on New Year's Eve, but, you know, for me personally, that's too much.
Okay. Personal opinion. We always appreciate that. Blair, what do you think?
I think it depends on how you word it. Do they have a right to their opinion? Yes. Do they, like, Should they have an opinion on it? Yes. When you say, do they have a right, like, to say, to tell somebody? I mean, that's where it gets a little tricky. Because, yeah, I think their opinion matters, and I think they should absolutely have an opinion on it. I mean, you look at Martin and Gina, when Martin first proposed, he's like, damn, Gina, yes, I'll marry you. You want to get married? Will you marry me? And she's like, thanks, Martin, and walked out. Because, yeah, you don't want somebody doing it out of spite or just because they feel like they have to. At the same time, I know my brother, like, his wife was like, yo, you can't propose to me at no sporting event. Like, that's not at no, with a bunch of strangers around, like, with pressure on. So, yeah, I feel like women do have a right to an opinion. They should have at least some input because, I mean, yeah, they don't control if you're going to propose or not, but if they say yes or not, might depend on that. Just like with the Martin situation. I mean, he had to turn around and do it all over again because the first one was so whack.
You know, but where you're at, if you want to get married, mm-hmm. where you're standing or who you're with shouldn't have any bearing on that. Oh, I'm not at the right place. No, I don't want to get married to you. That's not the question. Do you want to get proposed to in a stadium? Do you want to marry me? So that's the answer to the question. I don't think should be, oh, because this isn't the ideal place or this is not how I would like to be. Do you want to marry this person? And if you say no, like that's, I mean, in terms of the relationship, you're saying no to the marriage. You're not saying no because I'm not in the ideal spot. And I think that's just ridiculous.
Well, no,
you don't want to get married. You don't
I know this
married.
Is a fictional, but like.
You just don't want to
I know
get
it's
married.
Fictional, but. Take the Martin and Gina thing. So you feel like Gina should have said yeah, the way Martin proposed?
She wanted to get married to him, yeah. She knew he was a clown. The man brought in a fake dog and did New Jack City.
But he really wasn't asking her. He was like, yo, you about to leave, and it's the only way I get to keep you. He wasn't asking her, man. He didn't say he wanted to marry. Like, damn, Gina, yes, you win. Like, telling somebody you win, that's not really asking them to marry you.
That's a different situation. That's not a proposal.
That's not a proposal.
That's a resignation.
That was his first proposal. He's like, yes, Gina, you win. I'll marry you. Will you marry me? Like, that's how he said it. They was arguing, and he just blurted it out.
But that's different than
and she's
saying,
like, that's
oh,
exactly how I wanted to get asked to marry you. That's exactly how I wanted to be proposed to. And she walked out.
Well, let's Swigger jump in. He's been quiet. Swigger, what you got?
I feel like if you're in a relationship long enough and it's built on a lot of stuff, in a way you're going to hear how your lady wants to be proposed to. If you're paying attention to her like that, you can see how she reacts when she sees somebody being proposed or drops subtle hints and stuff like that. And then that's when you go about your game plan if you're there in your mindset to ready to do it. Like, all you got to do is pay attention, and they're going to give you the answers of how they want to be, how it's set up and all that kind of stuff. So whether you surprise them and all that kind of thing, taking out to dinner, I wanted to be somewhere private or they wanted to be in front of their family and friends, women to drop those hints.
Okay. Look, I back that
up. Wait, hold up. Follow-up question from Swigger. Should the dude listen?
Yeah. I hope you listen to everything your woman got to say at all times. I mean,
oh,
I don't see how you're in a relationship and you just going to cut me off like that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It triggered me. I'm sorry. My apologies.
No, I'm just saying, when it comes to your relationship and you're building it, it makes sense to pay attention to what's going on, the things that make her react a certain type of way, and you want to have that reaction from her by you doing something to, you know, make her smile, make her feel good about herself. So when it comes to a proposal, in a way, they do have somewhat of an input to it, whether we want to say they do or don't. If you're really listening and paying attention and you're seeing how she does and go about things, you're going to add a little bit of that into it, things that you do in life to make that woman happy. That's what I'm saying. And for me, in my proposal, when I did it for my wife years ago, I caught on the day she came back into town from a college trip and had her family and friends in the house. She didn't know what she was walking into, but as I got to talking, she started to realize what was going on. And next, you know, her and her girls are throwing high fives to each other.
Okay. New York, what you think?
all I gotta say is Queens proposed to me over the phone. Y'all know what I mean? She ready for it. She proposed to me. I told her I want a Cartier ring. Y'all know what I mean? I want a Cartier ring. But other than that, y'all know what I mean? Yeah. Definitely pay attention to your woman. Definitely pay attention to what she wants in that proposal, because at the end of the day, it's not prom. That's a memory that she's gonna hold for the rest of her life. At the end of the day,
yes, sir.
And that's the reason. And at the end of the day, that's the reason why. Anything that go wrong and stuff like, she gonna travel back to that day. Why you propose to her? Why you do that? You just gotta remind her of that. Anything like that, you know what I mean? But from Queen, I know she Southside Jamaica Queen. She on this phone right now. At the end of the day, I still want my Cartier ring.
And don't propose on no holidays or anything like that.
You tell New York what your wife got you?
DJ Cesar got me a Cartier ring.
Yes, he does have a Cartier wedding.
Yo, get your ring, King.
Shit,
man. Get your ring, King.
Why you guys have
Queen,
to say that?
Because
now I have to. No, but I mean, like, now I have to go get the Cartier ring, since you guys mentioned the Cartier ring. Now he got a Cartier ring. I'm just
hey,
trapped
Queen,
now.
We can introduce you to our jeweler. We go get you one, Queen.
You got to go back.
You got to give him that red box. Just make sure you get insurance. It's just ain't cheap. But I mean, I don't know, man. I'm of the opinion that whoever is proposing should propose how they see fit. And you should just say, whoever is being proposed to has the simple answer of yes or no. If it's not how you
is
want
that
it.
That shit corny, dog.
Okay. But they're not the one doing the proposing. The one proposing should do it how they see fit. Because they're the one.
No,
I'm
agreeing with you, but I feel like that's a day where you got to put some thought and some planning into it. Like how my man was talking about the Martin episode. Like, that shit was crazy as hell. I don't think no woman would accept that kind of. Like, she's in her mind state of she feeling like he's not being serious about the relationship. And she about to move on and go to the next state to pursue her career. And then he come with that kind of proposal. Like, I don't think nobody would accept that.
I mean, but she had been with him so long, like, yeah, it's not the greatest proposal. But, I mean, and I guess in my mind, the proposal is cool, but your wedding is what the real thought goes into. Like, the proposal is just...
Yeah, but if you're going to be an ass at the beginning...
Then you should probably say no.
And that's why I think their input, matters. Because I know my brother said all the time, like, his wife would always say, like, yo, she hated seeing people get proposed to in, like, sporting events and jumbotrons and everything, because she felt like they was putting pressure on her, like, you don't want to embarrass the dude. So it felt like there was pressure in the chick to say, yeah. So I'm pretty sure that she would hate if he turned around and then proposed to her at a sporting event, because she's been saying all this time how she hates that. Like, she may love him, but, like, damn, like, now I kind of feel like I need to say no because you ain't been listening.
But see, I got a question, but I don't want to run over time.
My only question to you, Blur, is why would somebody in that position feel pressure? Because if you're proposing, you should only be proposing, and this just may be my thought, you should only be proposing if you know you're going to get a yes. Like, if it's still up in the air, you shouldn't be proposing anybody to marry. And maybe that's just
I think you may always assume or you may hope, but you never know. I mean, you're not 100% until it happens.
I knew 6 months in, Cheryl was going to wait for me to ask her to marry me. I just knew it. You know, once you make them hit a couple notes, you know.
I mean, what if she went through your phone that morning and saw something Shane liked?
But go ahead, New York. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. We only got 5 minutes. You're going to have to extend the topic next time. Because it's a good topic. New York, what was you going to say?
Let's pick it up next
week.
Go ahead
and continue, because I didn't forgot my question already.
My bad. But, yeah, I'm just of the opinion that you should, if you're at the point where you're asking someone to be with you for the rest of your life, you should already know you're getting a yes. So why would there be any pressure if it's in front of 100 people, if it's in front of the family, if it's just you and that person intimately? Like, if you're putting pressure on someone to say yes to get married, that person should probably say no, because this should be a no-pressure answer. Either yes or no, like, yo, no, we're not ready for this. Or, yeah, of course. I've been ready.
Okay, I remember my question. I remember my question right now. So if shorty say no, you did everything that she wanted to do, you know what I mean? You booked it out, whatever. You did everything apparently to shorty's guidelines or whatever. She say no. Can you come back from that? Or is the relationship?
No. She can definitely explain her reason for saying no. If there's a legitimate reason as to why she gave me a no, then that's something we could definitely work towards. But if it's just, you just did it to please.
Yeah.
And so,
I don't think
they're
coming back from a no at all.
That's what I'm saying. So if you gather her family, her friends, everything about that, you know what I mean? You were in a perfect place and stuff like that. She just say no, she's not ready. How do you come back from that?
Is the relation over at that moment, Blur?
Yes.
Swigger.
No.
DJ C. Sire.
No.
Queen.
If I were to say no, and maybe it's just the timing, doesn't mean necessarily the relationship is over. I still want to go ahead and continue the relationship. I'm just going to explain to you why I said no at the moment. Maybe it's within myself. I'm not where I need to be for me to go ahead and say yes.
All right, so men, let's get this topic going on a roll. So men, you put yourself out there for her. She's not ready. At the end of the day, she's not ready. You put yourself out for everything. Your love is on the line. You got the ring, whatever. Boom, boom, boom. She say no. What you doing?
I mean, we all said the relationship's over. I mean, he said men. Both women and Swigger said no. Look, I'm at least try to hit it that night. I'm gonna try to have some like savvy. let's see what we can do tonight. But I'm definitely out the next day. How does it mean?
Nah, I need to get my why. I need to get my why as to why it was a no.
For me, it don't even matter why, because you're telling me you don't want to be with me right now, whatever, because we could get engaged, we can be engaged for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, however long. So I'm not even trying to fuck that night. All right, that's it. You gave me an answer? We cool. I'm done. I'll pick up my shit whenever or whatever. Wherever we at in life, are we living together or not? That's a wrap at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's over. If I've gotten to the point where I want to ask you to marry me and then you tell me no, then I'm out. But, you know, I can understand why if you love someone and you ask them to marry and they said no, and even though you might be heartbroken, if she gives you a glimmer of we got to fix a couple of things before you get married, why you would still stick it out. But, you know, like what Blair said on the subject of, you know, dating jailbirds, like it kind of depends on the situation. Like if you was in a situation like where you asked a girl to marry you, and she told you no because you ain't had no job, you ain't got no health insurance, and you got to get a couple of things together. Like, I can understand her telling you no. Like, yo, you're not even in a position to ask someone to get married yet. You ain't even got your life together. How are you going to want to spend it with someone else? I can understand that. But if I got all my shit straight and I ask you to marry me, you tell me no, then, yeah, I'm going to give you the, let's see if the passion's still there tonight, and then the next day I'm on, what is it, Bumble? Blumble? Bumble? Yeah, I'm out to see what this internet.
But how can you even get yourself in that
You can get yourself in that mood after getting rejected.
Because
I'm not that emotional. Look, I love DJ C-Side. I take a bullet for DJ C-Side any day of the week. She tell me the day that she don't want to be with me no more. I'm going to bumble them all. Like, I'm out in these streets. I'm out here getting it. I'd die for her in a heartbeat. Take a bullet and
get out
of this earth. No question. She tell me, yo, this ain't working. I ain't feeling no more. Cool. I'm always going to love you. Let's see what Bumblebee looks like. I'm going to see if I'm a hot commodity out here. I'm gonna get some profile
go
to JCPenney and get my profile picture taken. Like, I mean, see.
Wow.
I'm gonna give me the laser background joint. And I'm out.
He's a wild boy, yo.
All right, yo, we gotta hurry up and get out of here, man. Been a good show. Had some serious COVID talk in the beginning. I think 8-point bounce when we started getting to the black topics, but we appreciate that the most. But we gotta get out of here. Queen, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
No, I had a very interesting conversation tonight. Great vibes like always. I hope you guys enjoy your new year.
Absolutely. Thank you. DJ, you signed. Oh, I'm sorry, Queen. I thought that pause made me think you was done. I'm sorry. All right. DJ, you signed. You got anything?
Good night. Good talking to you guys. Have a happy, happy New Year. See y'all in 2022.
Swain Boogie. New York, don't mess yourself up tonight. Swain Boogie, what you got? What you got for us tonight?
I want to say prayers up, mask up, drink up, and listen to your lady.
Fuck that. Always good
hair.
Always good hair from Sway. Blair, what you got?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to second what Slicker said. Yeah, man, mask up. Matter of fact, double mask up, man. Protect yourself. Help me help you, man. Like, protect my loved ones. I'll protect you and your loved ones. Other than that, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Check on your strong friends. You know what I mean? Seasonal depression is real. And hear your lady. You ain't got to listen, but at least hear her.
New York, you got a minute?
Look, all I'm saying is, yeah, like everybody else said, you know what I mean? Mask up, stay safe, you know what I mean? Even if it's a single mask, yo, invest in the N95 joint, you know what I mean? Protect yourself from the numbers that's going around. Other than that, you know what I mean? You really know what scuff my Tim's right now. I really learned on this podcast that niggas can throw farts, yo. Throwing farts is really a concern for me, you know what I mean? Instead of staying 6 feet away, I'm going to stay 9 feet away from y'all because y'all devious. Y'all devious out here. Other than that, I encourage everybody to visit the Midwestern states, you know what I mean? Because I don't think them shits is believable, you know what I mean? Wisconsin, South Dakota, North Dakota, everything in the Midwestern state. Go visit that. Tell me how your rates is. Other than that, you know what I mean? Have a happy new year. Get lit. Stay in the comfortability of your home, within your family. Tell your loved ones that you love them. You know what I mean? Because it's a crazy world out here. Other than that, you know what I mean? Stay safe. I look forward to talking to y'all in the next year.
Hey, we'll see y'all the next year. Give my man some chocolate chip cookies.